Okay, today's shiur is Vachim Daf Lama Gimel, and tonight there'll be a Ian shiur related to the Daf. That'll be Big Day Kahuna Part 2. We will discuss separate topics related, but separate topics related to Big Day Kahuna that we did in Part 1. Asiya Lishma, Klishare status, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, a couple of ideas that come up related to Big Day Kahuna. That'll be Part 2 in our discussion tonight. Okay, we are up to Amar of Yosef. On Lamed Beis of a Beis. Just one correction that somebody asked me after Shia yesterday. I think I missaid it yesterday. And that is when the Gemara quoted Ula. That's what we're talking about here. The Gemara quoted Ula, who said that a Tamei person who sticks his hand into the Azara, he gets Malkus. That was the Shita of Ula. And we said that was based on the principle of Bia Bemiksas Shma Bia. Even a partial entrance is called an entrance. So if Oshia asked on Ula, and he asked from the case of Mitzoras. I don't think the Gemara changed its mind. I think the Gemara could just say, the Gemara was just assuming that the Gemara quoted the case of what a mitzora does, the mitzora that the eighth day of his saras, where he's going to bring the carbon, where he's going to bring his carbon, and he's going to get sprinkled on. The Gemara says, even though a tefil yom generally does not go in, this one goes in. That's talking about the azara. Let's talk about the Azara. He's allowed to stick his hands in. The Gemara, during the discussion, spoke about a Balkeri as well. A Balkeri is not allowed to go into Har HaBayis. Everybody agrees that is not Kares. Later on, the Gemara then said, with this background, now let's talk about Azara. Azara is Kares. So the Gemara you don't have to say the Gemara changed its mind, because the Gemara just went from step to step. First it was talking about Har HaBayis, then it went into the Azara. So I just wanted to correct that you don't have to say the Gemara changed its mind. Okay, back, Viter. Amar of Yosef, where we're up to about 15 lines up from the bottom. Kasavar, Ula holds. What did Ula say? Ula said two things. Number one, Ula said, Bia b'miksas shma bia. A partial, just sticking my hand in, is considered going in. And number two, the last thing we just said was that according to Ula, if you have a mitzora that's about to get sprinkled with on his fingers, on his ear, so he's allowed to stick his hands into the azara, even if he becomes a Baal Keri, and a general Baal Keri is not allowed to go in there, but we say this concept of Hoel, since he's allowed to go in, and the Torah gives him a heter for Tzaraz, that Tumah, so too, we give him a heter for this. So ironically, the worse off he is, the better he is. If he wouldn't be a Mitzora, and he would just become a Baal Keri, tough luck. You can't go in. But because he was a Mitzora, once he has the heter for the Tzaraz, so too he has the heter for the carry. So Rav Yosef says, Kasavar Ula, if that's true, so you see that Ula says, Ruban Zavim V'nasu Tumei Mesim. What if the majority of Bnei Yisrael are Tumas Zavim? Tumas Zavim, Tumas Ziva. And then they become Tumei Mesim. They're all Tumei Zavim, and then they all, and the Gadol Hador dies. So therefore, they all have to go to the cemetery to bury the Gadol Hador. So, Hoav Huchul Tumasan Huchul Zivasan, and it's Erev Pesach. So we say that's you apply the principle of Tuma Huchra Betzibur, that since they are allowed to go and have their carbon Pesach because of the Tumei Mace, that what's pushed off, as we've discussed. So too, the Ziva is pushed off. Even the Ziva by itself will not be pushed off. So Amalei Abaya says, 1 second. Me dummy, Tuma Ishtari, Ziva Lo Ishtari. How could you say that if you start off with being a Zav and then you get the Tuma, it's the opposite order? Dilma Hachi Ka'amar, maybe you meant this. Abaya continues. Maybe this is what you heard, what you meant to say in the name of Ula. Ruba Tamei Mesim and Asu Zavim. That order. They're first Tamei Mesim, and then they become Zavim. So then you could say, Hoavah Huchulu Tamasa Huchulu Zivasan. Once we say that they're Hutar to have the Karban Pesach, to have it shechted on their behalf, because Tamei Mes is Dechuya Betzibur, so then Memela will allow them, even if they are Zavin. Is that what you heard, Rav Yosef? This is another example of Rav Yosef maybe forgetting his learning. As we know, a number of times in Shas, and Abaya reminding him, maybe this is what you said. Amar Le'ed, you're right, that's what I meant. So the Gemara says, 1 second, but still, what are we comparing? We're comparing a Mitzora who became a Balkari. So since the Mitzora could go into into the Azara, so too a Mitzora that becomes a Balkari. We're comparing that to somebody who was Tamei Meis who became a Zav. Can you compare the two cases? V'yakati lo dami Mitzora heterahu Hove istri istri. By mitzora, there is a heter for him to stick his hands, his fingers into the azara. So we say the principle, hove hutra hutra. Once there's a heter, there's a heter. Tuma dechuyahi. Tuma is only pushed aside because of the mitzvah. Laha idchi, laha lo idchi. So we could say for this is pushed off. You don't say the principle of hoel by dechuya. For this is pushed away for tumas meis, but not for ziva. So that is what the Gemara says at first. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, maybe you could say just the opposite. Adarabba, Ivcha Mistavra. Say just the opposite. Mitzora hetera hu. Mitzora, where there is a specific heter given in the Torah. Laha ishtari, laha lo ishtari. For this there's a heter and not for that. Right? Only for Mitzora and not for Balkari. Tuma dechuyahu, mali cha dechuya, mali shte dechuyos. Well, Tuma is dechuya betziba, what's the difference? So the Gemara has two opposite shitos. Which is stronger, Hutra or Dechuya? Right? The Gemara doesn't explain itself. The Gemara just says, the first line, oh, Hutra should be more all-encompassing. And if you say Hutra, then you should say everything's Mutter, while Dechuya is limited. The Gemara says just the opposite. No, Hutra, very, very limited. Only this after Dechuya. What's the Dechudas HaMachlokas? Says the character. So what would we have said? What would we have said if we would have said Misar? Which is stronger? Which is a stronger type of Heter? We would say Hutra. Hutra wipes out the issa, like we have in many discussions in halacha. Tuma hutra betzibur, tuma dechuya betzibur, which is a more encompassing heter. Hutra, tuma hutra betzibur. You don't have to. What the main nafkamina by hutra and dechuya? The big nafkamina that's always quoted in the Gemara is efshar lasos in a different way. Do you have to try to figure out a different way to do it? Pikuach nefesh, is hutra on Shabbos or dechuya on Shabbos? If it's hutra on Shabbos, so then you don't look for another way to do it. You don't have to look for a shinui or a guy or right. Mashiachi, thank you very much. Masha'ekid, if it comes to dechuya, then we look for a different way. We look for a different way to do it. If it's possible, we try to limit the isurim. So that's the general. So usually we assume hutra is much more encompassing. So that is the first approach. What would you say about the second approach? How would you say that dechuya is more encompassing, is stronger, more than hutra? So says the Karen Ora. Says the Karen Ora, if you say dechuya, then what you're basically saying is that averus are pushed aside. So if averus are pushed aside, or certain states are pushed aside, then why should only one state be pushed aside? This is a mitzvah that is strong, that's pushing things away, so you push everything away. Hutra, says the Karen Ora, the magic of hutra is that let's say the aseh pushes away the los aseh, and the los aseh disappears, but then there's nothing left. The aseh pushes away the los aseh, they cancel each other out, boom, they both disappear. So if you have another problem, there's nothing to knock it away. That's why hutra, ironically, because it does so much, it might be weaker. Its strength is its weakness, because it pushes away the problem, tumah becomes hutra betzibur, so there's no problem of tumah anymore, there's no mitzvah anymore, so you're left with the other problem of balkari. So that's the Karen Ora suggestion of how it's possible to have a hutra which is weaker. Asi dechalos aseh, you have the other discussion of hutra dechuya. It comes up in many places, but this is a fascinating two lines of the Gemara, where the Gemara goes back and forth, which is stronger, a hutra approach or a dechuya approach. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara on top, Michlal, the Travayu Sfir Lahu, Tuma Dechuya Hibetzibur. But it's mashma that there is no machlokas here about whether something is Hutra or Dechuya. Everybody agrees that Mitzora, walking into the Azari, is Hutra. Everybody agrees that Tumas Meis, an Erev Pesach, is Dechuya. What did I say? Mitzora is Hutra, and Tuma is Dechuya. Everybody seems to agree to that, period. So that's the Gemara says, seems to be the exception of the Gemara. Tosus here asked a stira. Tosus, a Dibur Maschal Hago, Michlal, asks, V'hadam Rav Tachlifa Mishmei Derava, Zoso Meres Hutra Hu Betzibur, if you look at Masechas Yuma, it seems to say that the Gemara assumes the Maskana, Tuma is Hutra Betzibur, when it comes to the context of Tumah and Karbanos. Why here does it assume Dechuya? So Tosas here does not really answer the question. He said maybe Zosa Meres Lo Sfirle. Maybe over there he's saying it, but not that he holds that way. This is what he holds. But Tosas there in Yuma gives a more fundamental answer. He says it depends which type of carbon you're talking about. You don't just say Tumah, Hutra, Dechuya, Betzibur is the same for all Karbanos and all Tumah. Says Tosas there on the Vav Amabez in Yuma, when it comes to Karban Pesach, we say Tumah is Dechuya Betzibur. But what's the context over there? The context over there is talking about the power of Yom HaKippurim. That, says Tosfos, is more of a Korban Sibur than Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, we discussed earlier in the Masechta. Korban Pesach is a quasi-Korban Sibur, right? It's Babi Knufya. Everybody is there. If it's Korban Sibur, everybody brings it. So the Gemara says it's kind of like a Korban Sibur because it's brought all together by Bnei Yisrael. But it's not as much of a Korban Sibur as one Korban brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Tosa says there in Yuma Davavim Abeis, it could be that we would say Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur when it comes to Korban Pesach, which is what we're talking about here, while by other Korbanos, by a par of Yom Kippur, we would say the Hutcher B'tzibur. Kiva Delav Kol Yisrael Maisi Chad Pesach B'shutfis Mahadrina Nataor Afil Madamber Tuma Heter Hibakar B'tzibur Gamur Haba B'shutfis. Unlike what it says by Par Yom Kippurim, we would say Hutcher there. So interesting that you might say Hutcher over here, and you don't say one shita across the board Hutcher Dechuya when it comes to Karbanos and Karbanos having to be brought B'tuma. Okay. We continue. Levi Masayelay. So now we're going back to Ula. Ula, again, who held that Bia B'miksas Shma Bia. And you get Malkus for sticking your hand. It's bad for you, but you think about it. Ula says, you stick your hand into the Azari. You just go like this. Right? Stick your hand in, you get Malkus for that. That's considered going into the Azara. That's what Ula holds. So Levi Masayelay, let's try to prove Ula, but that Bia B'miksas is Shma Bia. You might be Mechalik, so ask me after this year also, between the Isurim of Knisa Laharabayis and the Isurim of Knisa Lazara. Like the case we were speaking about the Kotel yesterday. So the Kotel, the most it has, is Kedushas Harabayis. Does not have Kedushas Azara. So you might be Mechalik, even if you say Bima Mitzah Shma Bia in one place, you don't have to say it's always the same. That if you say Shma Bia, it's always the same by all the places you can't go into. And Lav Shma Bia. So you might be Mechalik between the different areas which you're talking about. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's try to prove Ula. Kalas michos shahayusham kore ani alehen take of the smicha shchita. All the smichas, which we discussed yesterday a little bit. Oh, a little chilly today, so the hot drink is good. Baruch Hashem, it's raining here in Eretz Yisrael. So all the smichas that we do in the Beis HaMikdash on the Karbanos, you have to do the Tzmicha right before the Shechita. The Tzmicha, the leaning on the animal, is done right before the Shechita. Chutz Mizu, except for this one by the Mitzora. Shehaisa B'Shar Nikanor, which was done by Shar Nikanor, the east side of the Azara. We have the famous doors of Nikanor that he brought from Egypt. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that he made them himself, and he was on the boat, and there was a storm. He had to throw one of the doors off, and it got stuck in the net, but he didn't let him throw the other door off. These beautiful doors, those are the only ones, the Gemara says, that were not plated over in gold. When they did over all the doors, to remember this Nes of Nicanor, that's the only doors, the east doors of the Azara, they were left as, I think it was Nechoshes, I think it was copper, they were left as a zecher to the Nes. So, the Mitzora stood at Shar Nicanor, and he did not do take off the smicha shchita because they had a walk. Shein mitzor yachol ikanis l'sham. So the mitzor couldn't go in there. Ad shemazin olav midam chatas midam ashamo. He's not allowed to go in until they sprinkle on him from his dam chatas and dam asham. Rashi says not exactly on him. Rashi says lo olav mamish kamar yo shein nosel bahonas al dam asham. Only the blood of the asham goes on him. Ele means bishvilo. The dam chatas is sprinkled on the mizbeach and the dam asham is sprinkled on him. Okay, but either way, so the Mitzora is the exception to the rule that you don't do Tekef L'smicha Shechita. You don't do it. Usually you have the Smicha before the Shechita, but here you're not going to be able to do it because the Mitzora cannot come into the Azara. So therefore he stays outside, he does the Smicha from the outside, and then you bring the Karban in and you do the Shechita on the north side of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'i amrit bia b'miksas lo shma bia. But if you say a partial going in is not called going in anyway, la'ayol yadei v'lismoch, let him just stick his hands in and do smicha. It must be, he can't do that. It must be that sticking his hands in is also usur. And therefore, what can he do? He can only stick his hands within the doorway, which does not have Kedushas Azara. That's the only place it could go in. So if that's true, that's a riot to Ula. Right? That's exactly why this is an exception to the rule that you cannot have take of L'smicha Shechita, you can't have Smicha right before Shechita when it comes to Mitzora. Right? Rashi says in the middle of Rashi, the Nicanor, the Chalal Shar lo niskadesh b'Kedushas Azara. The air, the space, the Shar was thick. It was a thick doorway. So that doorway did not have Kedushas Hazara, and that's why he was allowed to go in there and stick his hands in there. So the Gemara says, isn't this a raya to Ula that you can't stick your, that he can't stick his hands in? What is the other assumption of the Gemara? The other assumption of the Gemara is that where do you have to, he can't even stick his hands in, but where are you allowed to shecht? Remember we had three shittas earlier in the Gemara? That thing with the, we had it twice already. Three shittas, what is considered safon of the Mizbeach for Kachi Kachim? We're talking about Chatas and Ashim here, the Kachi Kachim. So is it due north of the Mizbeach? Does it also include northwest of the Mizbeach? Does it also even include northeast of the Mizbeach? Right, so that's the three different shittas. So you'll see what the Gemara is assuming. So the Gemara says, "Is it this a riot to Ula because this is an exception to the rule?" So Amar Rav Yosef, "No, Hamani or Bezir Bihudahi to Amar Merchak Safo." No, you know why this is an exception to the rule? Even if the Mitzvah would be able to stick his hands in, it's still, and therefore, and we might hold Bia B'Mikzas Lo Shma Bia. It's still going to have a break between the Smicha and the Shechita because he can't go all in. The most he can do is stick his hands in, but maybe this price is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're only allowed to do the shechita of Kachi Kachim due north, not in the 22 amos that are between the Mizbeach and Shar Niknar. Right? There's 11 amos of Yisrael, Ezra's Yisrael, and then another 11 amos of Ezra's Kohanim. So maybe that's the reason that it is one of the exceptions of the rule of Tekef L'smicha Shechita. But Tekef, yeah, take of the smicha shchita. But it's not because of the issue of Ula that you can stick your hands in or you cannot stick your hands in. A little more. V'levet pishpesh. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. I have another better idea. Why don't you make a little hole, a little window on the north side of the Mizbeach? Right north of the Mizbeach. So even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, You make a hole, he can stick his hands in, right? You're assuming, says the Gemara now, Bia, but makes us lo shma Bia. Stick your hands in and do it right there. If it's so important to do Tekef L'smicha Shechita, to have smicha right before Shechita, so why do you drill a hole? Get a drill, just drill a hole in the north side of the Mizbeach, and through the Azara wall, he'll stick his hands in and you do the Shechita right there. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Abayev Rabba, Dami Travayu, Hakol Biksav, Miyad Hashem, Alai Hiskil, Skol Melechaz Atavnis. You can't do whatever you want in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has a specific structure. Therefore, you cannot do whatever you want. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell me, David HaMelech, how to do this, so then I am not going to do it. Right? The Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash have to be exactly how it was told to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim, we know that Shlomo HaMelech built a lot of Kalim. Only one Aron, but he built a lot of menorahs, right? He built a lot of shulchans. How was he allowed to do that? Right? Is there no problem of this issue as long as you build it exactly the same? You can build a lot more, but there's no issue about Tosef. You ever see the pictures of the, of Bayis Rishon? You see that, like, there's 10 menorahs there, right? And there's 10 shulchans. I think there's only one Mizbeach HaZahav. I don't remember. I think it was only one Mizbeach HaZav and one Aron. But you allowed to do that? Obviously, we have a lot of spoons and pitchforks and but Shlomo HaMelech did it. So how was he able to do it? So that is a discussion in the Psukim, actually in Melachim and in the end of the Rishon. Anyway, the Gemara ends off by saying, so there's no choice, and we end off by saying that there is no Raya. There is no Raya to Ula. We try to bring a Raya to Ula, then we say, no, maybe it's according to Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos here says, you're only allowed to do exactly what was commanded to David. Didn't we learn in Maseches Shavuos that the Sanhedrin is involved if Bnei Yisrael decide to add on to the Azara? Ein Mosifin ala Ir v'Azaros, Ella, v'Sanhedrin, v'Shtei Todos. You have a whole special parade to add on to the Azara. How can you add on to the Azara? This pasuk says you're not allowed to add on to anything. Alaiha Iskil. Ask Tosfos and Beloved. V'hada Mosifin ala Ir v'Azaros. They were only allowed to do that if they found a pasuk that hinted to them that they were allowed to do this. Just like where? In Sukkah, by the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Right? How they add on the balconies for the women, the Ezra's Nashim. They did some construction there in the Beis HaMikdash because they found Psukim. They found Psukim as hints to it, as a smachlis to it, and therefore they were allowed to do it. Okay, that's the suggestion. Other important discussion here is a very lamaisa point. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see that if the Mitzorah stands at the doorway and He does smicha there, and then you have to walk to the north side of the Azara. That's not called tekef. That's not called immediately before. That was the raya. It's not called tekef. So, how long is that? What's the distance? 22 amos. 11 amos of the Ezra Yisrael, 11 amos of the Ezra Noshim. So we see halachically from here that whenever you need tekef, the amount of time, you have up to the amount of time to walk 22 amos. Once you get to 22 amos, so then that's not called tekef anymore. So where does this come up? It comes up in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Because the Gemara says in Brachos, Adaf Brachos, Membeis, Memdalet, I don't remember exactly which Membeis. Where it says in Brachos, Adaf Membeis, there are three tekefs. Three tekefs. Tekef l'smicha shchita, and tekef l'netilos yadayim. Tekef to the suda is netilos yadayim, is one of the other tekefs. So therefore, says Tosus, in Sota Daflama test, shir techifa ikal l'mishma mitkifa smicha l'shchita. Darabar kol apsulin, it quotes our Gemara, 22 amos. Mashma delohavi tfe me esr mishtaim ama makam drisas ragli so makam drisas ragli konim shakalechad hayo yudal vama. So tekef is within 22 amos. That applies to the tilos yadayim as well as to smicha and shchita, and therefore this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
The time
would be the distance, right? Distance for sure, but the time. Let's say I wash and I'm waiting. Now it's always the waiting to, I'm waiting for everybody to make a motzi, right? I'm waiting for everybody else to wash on Friday night. So is there ever a problem that is too long? So on a lechatchila level, yes. But the evet, as long as we didn't have hezachadas, it's fine. But there are ma quotes. Hilchas simin kuf samachav and arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, yesh omrim she'ein tzorach lizar mil hafzik bein etilah hamotzi. Some say you don't have to worry about being mafzik between etilas yadayim and hamotzi. Don't worry, you just shouldn't do other things. But you're allowed to talk. Shulchan Aruch says he shouldn't talk. And then the Ramah adds, V'im shah kadeh hilo chaf beiz ama mikri hefsek. Wow, where does that come from? 22 amos. Tosis perik ilu ne'amarin. Tosis and Sota. Where does Tosis get it from? Our Gemara. Right here, 22 amos. It's not a magical formula. That's the distance of the Azara from the east door from Shara Nikra to the Mizbeach. It's exactly where the Ramah gets it from. 22 amos. We should try not to wait the distance that it would take. The time that it would take to walk 22 amos, we should try to not have that much of a break. From when to when? So the Mr. Brewer points out, based on the earlier Achronim, from the time you finish drying your hands. Because that's the end of the mitzvah. Drying hands, always tell our kids, like they wash and they come and they start eating the pizza with like wet hands. No! Part of the mitzvah is to dry your hands. Right? The whole point of if you have wet hands, it's disgusting, it's mius. That's why we make the bracha after we wash, because our hands are tummy, we can't make the bracha beforehand, but before we dry. And we get a little bit of overlasiyasan. Right? Because drying the hands is also part of the mitzvah. But so you can see Mishnah Berurah quotes, you count the time from the end of drying the hands until the hamotzi. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'da, de'ikra, de'tchifa, u'rak mitzvah l'chadchila, ava b'di'eved, afilu shah harbe o hipsik b'intayim, b'di'eved, even if you waited a long time or there's a big hefsik, ain sorach lachsav luto yadav, koshlo yisir daito b'intayim b'shmiris yadav. As long as there's no hesach hadas, and you didn't like touch something else, but that is the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. I saw a Lumdish.
How do you know that's not a maximum here?
Sorry?
How do you know that's not said that for sure that distance is going to get, it could be even less?
Yeah. It could be even less, but we don't know. We don't know. So in Lechabal Lechidusha. So we don't know anything less would be a hefsek. So at least this. I saw a discussion of the in the Ma'oros Hadath. I didn't bring it, but I saw here they have a discussion there that according to the Rambam, there is a step between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim, a diagonal step going up. And if you do the math, working out he did with the diagonal of how wide the step was, how the diagonal the diagonal of a square, he does the whole math. Anyway, it works out to be another amma. So it's 23 ammas, not 22 ammas. So why did everybody quote 22 ammas? According to the Rambam, it should be 23 ammas. So he comes up with a chab. He says, no, but the mitzvah sticks his hands in. Biba makes us lo shma biya. So, right, that's an amma. The arm is an amma. So the amma that you have added on by the step is taken away by the arm of the mitzvah stuck in anyway, so it works out to be 22 ammas. So that doesn't sound that way from the Rishonim, but that's what he says. suggest it. Okay, let's continue now. Ika da Amri, Amr Rav Yosef, Kol HaSomech Rosh Ovarubo, Kol HaSomech Rosh Ovarubo Machnis. Rav Yosef says the whole discussion doesn't get off the ground, that you can do smicha with just your hands. Because if you do smicha, you have to put your head and your body in. Not just your hands, and that would be B.S. Kulo. Wouldn't it be Bia B'mixas? My time, Kol Kocha B'inan, because you need the entire strength. Hilkach Lo Efshar. And therefore, it is impossible for the Mitzorah to do a proper smicha, because he would have to do, if he does smicha inside, he'd have to put his whole kol kocho, and therefore, it would be impossible. That's why smicha is a big discussion in Mesechus Beitzah, Bishamay and Bishillel. What about smicha on Yontif? Why? What's the issue of smicha on Yontif? We know there's an Issa Durabanan on Shabbos and Yontif to use animals. Hishtamshus Babale Chayim. And therefore, if you have to put your weight on an animal, push down on the head, so then that would be a problem unless you say take off the spicha shchita. So important that it would be docha that iser drabanan. So my kasavar says the Gemara, what exactly is the shita here? I kasavar smichas asha mitzora de oraisa v'takeof l'smicha shchita. If this Manda Amar is holding that doing smicha on this carbon is daraisa, and the concept of take of the smicha shchita is also daraisa. So everything is daraisa. You have to do it. So why don't you say the principle of ati dochalosa say let the mitzvah go in for lismok lahedya the Rachman Amar. The Torah says you have to do this. The Torah says the mitzvah has to bring this carbon asham, and after he does it, he says again sprinkle is going to be tar. So why don't we assume that that's what the Torah is saying? The Torah is allowing you to do this. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Adar Bar Masna, Gzeira Shemiyar Bebepsios. You're right, it should be per se okay, but we're worried you might take one extra step. One extra step is a Chiv Karis. We don't want to mess around. We don't want to mess around with a Tamei Shenichlas Liazara for something that it was not needed. If you get mixed up and confused, you take one step the wrong way, so then that would lead to an Isser Karis. That's why we'd rather not say that, even though the Torah seems to say it is mutter. Rashi here has an interesting line. Shema Yarbe B'Psias, you see what Rashi says? La'acher shesamach. Im yikanes psio letzad pnim, yoser mishahayetzarach nimsa. Right by the 15th wide line. Rashi says, if after you did the smicha, you take one step more in, that could be a problem on his karis. So the Rosh Hashanah is medayik. What if it's before you did the smicha? Rashi Dafka says, la'acher shesamach. Is that just saying, mitzius, when you go in there, you have to take an extra step. It's afterwards, you might lose yourself. Is Rashi saying just on a practical nature or lumdis? Beforehand, before nasis mitzvah, so you're not going to be chayv karis yet. Because you have a heter to be in there. After you're finished, then you did the mitzvah, then you got to get out right away. So that's a question if Rashi is meduyak or not. But that is the Gzeirah Shemiyarbeb Epsias. Some of you out there, right here, might be thinking, maybe this Gemara is against the Taz. What Taz? Probably one of the most famous Tazes that we've mentioned about 200 times. And that is the Taz that holds in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, or the Taz asked the Kasha, how is it that we're allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We know on Shabbos and other Yomim Tovim, there's a Gzeira, you can't blow musical instruments. So why do we say Gzeira on Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow musical instruments? No shofar! Forget Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Right, you might have to carry. Right, you can't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. So the Taz says, no, it's impossible. If the Torah says something's mutter, the Rabbanan can't come and asur it totally. If the Rabbanan come and say Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you can't blow, fine. Because when Rosh Hashanah falls out on weekday, they're not totally asuring. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to asur something that is mefurish l'heter b'kra. That is the yisod of the Taz. He writes it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and he writes it in Hilchas in Yoredei as well. And that's why he says also, Tosas Kasha, the Rishonim ask, why aren't we goes there by meal on Shabbos? Gzeira Shema, you might carry the knife. You can't do bris meal on Shabbos. Even if called on the eighth day. So the Taz says no, because there's an extra pasuk in the Torah, B'yom HaShmini, and we darshan afilu b'Shabbos. It's as if it says in the Torah, you could do bris mila on Shabbos. If everybody would say no, then they're answering something that it says in the Torah. Mefurish l'heter, and that's a problem. Says the Menchas Chinuch, this Gemara is against the Taz. Tzarech iyun gadol. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? It's mefurish l'heter that the Mitzorah should be able to walk into the Azara. Why do we say not? Shema Yarbe Bepsius. Gzeira. Rabbi can't do that. The Torah says it's Mefurish L'Heter. That's the Minchas Chedas Kasha. In Mitzvah, Reish, Nun, Dal, and Oz, Vav. He asks this in the comments of Mincha in that Mitzvah, and he does not answer it. He says, Tzarech Bumikan stira vitsarach ian gadol keis. He says, sarach ian on the tas. Okay? We'll have to figure out an answer.
That's stopping him from performing. You're not stopping him from completing what he needs to do.
Right, you're not stopping it, but if the Torah says something is mutter, you want to say the Taz only meant if the Torah says something before Shlaheter and he's not going to do anything, meaning he's not going to blow shofar at all. Here, he's going to get the Tara, he's just doing it in a more limited way. Okay, maybe that's what the Taz that wouldn't violate because he's doing it. You know, but he's saying if the Torah says you can walk in, right, you can say the Torah doesn't say you can walk in, but you say the principle of Asidon, well, I say no, we don't say that. That's not as much mefurish as the Taznis. Okay, could be. Weiter. Ika da Amre, continuing. Amr vada bar masna. Smichas asha mitzore da oraisa. Vitekev lesmicha lushchita. Lav da oraisa. Maybe that's what it is. Take fine, the smicha is da oraisa, but having smicha right before shchita is not da oraisa, so therefore it's not so crucial. Not as crucial to do take of the smicha shchita. Meisve is just like chila. Meisve, is that really true? We had earlier yesterday. V'samach v'shachat mas smicha b'tahorin av shchita b'tahorin. We compare smicha and shchita. V'i amrit lav da oraisa. And if you say take of the smicha shchita, compare smicha shchita zada din da oraisa b'tmei nami meshkachas la. So even by tmei, yesterday we said the tmei are excluded because they can't walk in. But what do you mean? If you say that it's not so crucial to have smicha and shchita right next to each other, so let a tummy do it. In a way that he's not matami the animal. Mishkachas la. Let him do it outside. So the Gemara says, you're right, switch what we said. Smichas asha mitzora lav daraisa, v'tekev l'smicha shchita daraisa. Tekev l'smicha shchita is daraisa. That's why tummy can't do it. But doing smicha and an asha mitzora is not daraisa. Why not? Why is an asha mitzora worse than any other asha? So Tosfos on the bottom Rashi. Rashi says, because this asham is not like the other ashamos that are bala chaper, like an Hashem Me'ilos, an Hashem Gezelos, Hashem Shivcha Harufa. This is what's called Ba Lahachshir. It's a matir. It's allowing, it's being matir him. It's allowing him to come to the base of Migdash. That's what this carpet is doing. So don't compare the Hashem Mitzvah to other Hashemos. Tosfos here discusses this. This is a very important issue that comes up by various cases. We had it a little bit already in the first parak. It's still an Hashem. Asham Mitzora and Asham Nazir. They're still Karbonos Asham. They have all the halachas of a Karbon Asham, generally, but yet they're not Baal Chait. So what does that mean for the category of Asham? The fact that there are some Ashams that are not Baal Chait. What about, remember we mentioned all the way in the first parak, Chatas Nachshon. That's only the first day. Nashman and brother brought a Chatas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara says that was an Ola, because it wasn't Baal any Chait. So Rashi said there. So, explained it. So, is that Mora on the category of Chatos? You can say maybe that's an exception. That was only the first one. But here, you have Ashamos that are not Baal Chait. Do you have any Chatos that are not Baal Chait? A Yoledes. The Gemara goes out of its way to figure out what the Chait of a Yoledes is. Right? She was Nishba, B'Sheker. Maybe the Gemara cannot fathom a Chatos that is not Baal Chait. But the Gemara can fathom a Asham that is not Baal Chait. But that's what the Gemara here says. Asha might be different because it is not Ba'al Chait. Important Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos discussed it also here. The issue behind Tosfos is how much does this Asha connect to others? Weiter. Turning over. Lama Gimel Bavez. Ravina Amar. Ravina going back on Ula. Ula said, remember, what was Ula's statement? If I stick my hand into the Azara, I get Malkus. Ravina says, no, we got it wrong. Ravina Amar, Le'inyin Malkus Itmar. Ula, you're right, said it about Malkus, but that's all he said it about. It is a limited issue. We asked all these kashas on Ula from a Tzvul Yom and Kares. No. Ula never meant you're going to get Kares. Why? Because Bia b'miksa shma Bia only Lagabe Malkus, not Lagabe Kares. That's Rashi Shita. Asr b'chaim. So what kind of halach is that? Is it a mix? Is it a shma Bia? Is it a lav shma Bia? If it's a shma Bia, you should get Kares. If it's lav shma Bia, you shouldn't even get Malkus. So what do you mean? Bibi makes a shmabi alagabi zeh. So Reb Chaim gives a different shot. Reb Chaim says that Ravina is saying a different shot of Ula totally. Linya Malkus Itmar doesn't mean it's shmabi alagabi Malkus. It means it's lav shmabia. You didn't go in, but there's a different avera going on here. The Rambam Paskins, you're not allowed to bring anything tamei into the Azara. Forget going into the Azara. There's another avera. You cannot bring anything into the Azara. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Hamachnis Sheretz v'chayotze bo lamikdash, o shehichnis adam tami lamikdash. Let's say I take you, your tummy, and I put you in. I take a sheretz that recently died, and I put it into the base of Mikdash. That's an Isadaraisa. That's what the Ravina is saying. The Chiddush is that we're not talking about a tummy person that goes in anymore. No, Ula's Chiddush is that if you were machnis something, that's the Isser. You read the next line of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you put a sheretz in, you're chayev kari salsa. So it doesn't help us. So the Rambam says, in machna sheretz v'chayaseh b'lebikdash, that harayza chayev karis. So the Reb Chaim says, no. But there you will machnas a whole item. If you stick your hands in, it's a only secondary way of violating the Isser of hachnasas tuma. But really, it's not knisas tuma. It's hachnasas tuma. You bring your tuma in, and that's why you have another level. It's only malchas, not karis. What if you throw in a kli? What if I throw in? On Shabbos, I'm chayef for zoreg also. What about here? So the Rambam says you're not. The Rambam says if you throw a kli tummy into the Migdash, then you're there's no karis. You're chayef malchus, but there's no karis. That's a secondary level. Throwing and not bringing in. Okay, that's Ravina. Ki asa Ravin amar Rabbi Yavahu le'inyan tummy shenaga b'kodesh itmar. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Avo said that we have the whole line of Ula wrong. Ula wasn't talking about anything about the Azara. Ula was talking about a tummy person that touched a carbon. That's what Ula was talking about. A tummy person who touched a carbon is going to get Malchus. De Itmar, and this was his source. Tummy shenaga b'kodesh, Rish Lakish amar loke, Rabbi Yochanan amar ida loke. Rish Lakish amar loke, Rish Lakish says you get Malchus. Why? Bechal kodesh lo siga. Because you can't touch that pasuk. You can't touch a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan amar ina loke. Rabbi Yochanan says no. That pasuk. I says beferish. No, hahu betruma. That pasuk is talking about truma. Rashi says you know from this end of that pasuk. Because the end of that pasuk says you can't touch it ad melos yimei tahara. It's talking about the beginning of Parsha Tazria, meaning something that you cannot do until the woman finishes her days of Tara, her 33 and 66 days. So that applies to Truma, because to eat Karbanos, you got to bring a Karban the next day. So the Pasuk has to be talking about Truma, says Reish Lakish, says Reb Yochanan, and therefore there is no Pasuk to tell me that you're going to get Malchus if you touch a Karban. Why don't you say a Kal V'Chomer? If you touch Truma, you're going to get Malchus, surely. If you touch a Karban, it's no, Amos here in Minadin. Principle, you don't give an onesh based on a kavachomer. You can't give an ashar based on a kavachomer either. Tosfos says, not here in Makas daf Yadala, that's impossible. You have to say it's usher also. He comes up with another case. You don't say the kavachomer. Says the Gemara of Reish Lakish, lahai krol hachi yudasa. One second. Reish Lakish uses this pasuk to teach me that a tame person cannot touch a karban. Hai mi boy le lasar la ochel basar kodesh. What do you mean? He uses the pasuk for eating a karban when you're tame. That's the Aveira, not touching it to Itmar. Because after all, the discussion of the Amoraim, Asar lochal basar kodesh b'nein, how do I know you're not allowed to eat a karban when one is tameh, reish lakash amar, b'chal kodesh lo siga. Right? That's the, even though it says touching, it means eating. Rabbi Yochanan amar tani bardala, ask you tumaso mi b'yas ha-mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a gzeira shava from going into the base of mikdash. Ma'al lahalon onash v'hizir, avkan onash v'hizir. But you see, reish lakash uses the pasuk of b'chal kodesh lo siga to teach me now let it eat a carbon when you are tame. So how can you use it for to teach me that you can't even touch a carbon when you're tame? The Gemara answers, tame, shenoga b'kodesh. No, a tame that touched kodesh, mida afke rachmana b'losha negiya, since the Torah used the language of negiya, as hara la'ochel, so that's why you learn the aveira of just touching. As hara la'ochel, mida iskish kodesh l'mikdash. You're right. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan does learn, Reish Lakish does learn the Isser of a tummy touching Kodesh from this Pasuk, because he uses the Lashon of Negiyah, even though deep down he thinks it means Ochel, and the Ashara of Ochel is because he compares going into the base of English when you're tummy, which it says Mefurish, to Karban. Period. Finishing up, at least just beginning the next brisa, Tani Kavasi Reish Lakish, the brisa also supports Reish Lakish, B'chal Kodesh Lo Siga, Ashara Lo Ochel. You know, deep down it's referring to eating, even though it says touching. Ata Omer Ashara Lo Ochel, Oeno Elen Ogeya. Is it eating or is it touching? Tamalomar, B'chal Kodesh Lo Siga, Vela Mikdash Lo Savo. It says in the pasuk comparing going in to the Mikdash and touching a carbon. Makish kodesh la mikdash. So we compare the two. Ma mikdash, just like walking into the base of mikdash, davar sheyeshbo netilas neshama, it's talking about something that you chayim misa for, going into the base of mikdash. Af kodesh, so to the carbon issue, davar sheyeshbo netilas neshama. So the carbon issue must be talking about something that has to do with life and death. touching a carbon is not life and death. So that's why he has to be talking about it. Vibidogea, but atilas neshama. Vibidogea, and atilas neshama bi'ika. Ela ba'achila. So it must be talking about eating, because we say the whole pasuk must be talking about nefashos, right? Just like in the Aseret Dibros. Aseret Dibros says lo signov. How do you know lo signov? No, don't steal. How do you know that means kidnapping? Because the rest of it, everything around it is about a lo sinaf and lo sirtzach. So everything around it is about nefashos. Therefore, you assume it is about nefashos too. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The show will continue tonight. Again, remember, is the Ian Shear related Big Day Kahuna Part 2. 9:30. Big Day Kahuna Part 2. And Beis Hashem, also, we got back to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Today's Sefer HaMitzvah is Losach Mode. Losach Mode, feel free to join us on the OU website.